And then we'd make up a batch of that after about frost,
mm-hmm.
and have that.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between molasses and syrup?
Oh, it's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it syrup and some call it molasses.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole lot of difference in sorghum and sugarcane.
What's the difference?
The taste of it.
Mm.
Oh, it's just as different as daylight and dark.
Is one sweeter?
Yeah, the sugar cane's much sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got so much better flavor to it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's really good. I can't get, I just so sorghum, I can't stand it. I don't want it at all. But we always did love Louisiana syrup.
Mm-hmm. Sorghum smells kind of funny, doesn't it?
That sorghum.
Yes, ma'am.
It does, yeah. I just don't feel them bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now, everybody made molasses. And they used to. But nobody, I don't reckon nobody got a mill in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what become of our mill, even.
Mm-hmm.
They really ought to keep them up.
You were talking about your daughters knowing different kinds of plows when they were growing up. What were some of the different kinds?
Well, they knew any kind in the world that daddy had. See, he had every kind of plow in the world to make a crop with, make mm-hmm. on the place.
Yes, ma'am.
Gee whizzes and cultivators and middle busters, and I couldn't name you the plows he had.
Were any of those like a turning plow?
And turning plows.
Mm-hmm.
And they know every one of them. They know them better than I did. I didn't know. I actually know the plows that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they followed right behind his footsteps and all their life.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever plow he had, they know it. And they could tell every nigger on the place just where it was at and everything about it.
Yes, ma'am.
They, and the niggers would come there to find them, they'd just tell them right where to go get it.
Yes, ma'am.
When they wasn't 5 years old, they could tell every in there where to get everything plow kind.
That's something.
So they just know where he put them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. So I didn't follow him. So I couldn't. I couldn't follow him and me too.
Yes, ma'am.
And they did. They didn't ask me. They asked them. They know. They know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were telling me about the kind of meats that you like. Was there ever anything that you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
Yes, souse.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
It's too fat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't much like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just entirely too fat for anything. You have to cook it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Take the pig feet and the heads and the ears and everything, and cook it all together, and then you have to mash it, you know, and go let it just all go into a pulp almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in, supposed to put it in a presser, you know, and press all that grease out. Let it all run out overnight.
Yes, ma'am.
And now a lot of people go wild over it. Somebody told me not long ago they were saving me some. I don't know who it was. It made some last winter.
Mm-hmm.
But that they made last winter. They're mm-hmm. saving me some now. But you know, I don't like it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't like that fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got too much fat.
Mm-hmm.
And souse, and but I always made all of it because I never did waste nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear people call that souse head cheese?
Yeah, I've heard it called head cheese. You can buy it at the in town, I believe it's called souse.
Yes, ma'am.
You buy it at town because I've seen it in town.
Right, in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's called souse.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard them call it head cheese too.
Did you do anything with the hog liver?
Well, yeah, you can cook it, but I don't like that.
What did you make with it?
A lot of